So, Lord, we just lift up our hearts and our hands towards heavens, and knowing, Lord, that all knowledge, all power, everything that is of truth comes from above. That you are the source, that you are the gift, that you are the giver of life. So, Lord, I pray this afternoon, oh Lord, as there's so many things going on in the world right now. God, it's just as a charged up world. We're watching. We're seeing how this world is just charged up, ready to go at it. Oh God, we ask, Lord, that the you who are the Prince of Peace, that you would descend upon us today, God, that you would look at our meeting. And we know, God, that just as imperative it is with all these events that are going on in this world, God, that you are as much interested in this meeting today. And as just saints are lifting up their hearts, worrying and praying what's going to happen in the Middle East, God, that our hearts are worried to know and with angst that what you have for us today, oh God, I pray that you would never allow us to go to sleep, but we would be awakened by the power of your Spirit, even this day, oh God. And Lord, I pray for every heart that is hearing God's word today, that we would be transformed, that as we leave this place, we don't just have our tummies feel, God, we just don't have our minds feel with information, we don't just have our hearts feel with emotions and feelings about what was taught, but I pray that we leave out, oh Lord, this place with a decision. A decision, that we make a decision today, oh God, that we know exactly what to do. That we're not just hearing something that a young man is speaking, but that we're clear that we need to charge up and go and do what you have commanded us to do. As I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I am very excited, very thrilled, very honored to be here. This is one of my favorite places to come. I feel, at the same time, I feel a little bit intimidated. This is Dr. Self's baby, so to speak. This is the place, the cradle, right? This is where I haven't yet spoken at his life Bible study, but I think I would feel even probably more intimidated. I have such a great respect over this man. He is a wonderful person, and I love him dearly. It's fascinating to me. I was a little bit jealous because before Pastor David Self was preaching on prayer a few Sundays ago, I've already was moving towards this sermon. Like, why can't I be the first one coming up with all these great ideas? And then Dr. Self got up and preached at Houston's First, and he just like, he must have chimed into my computer and stolen some of my notes, because it's impossible. He did a great job, and I love Dr. Self. I love our church. I love Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg right now is in front of our staff as he's leading us through a prayer time to Daniel fasts. Right now, he's in front, right? As I'm speaking, he is speaking. And so I love Pastor Greg. I love our church. And I love what he is doing in the kingdom. I want to start with telling you my experience with some people in high places, I would speak in a marketplace. I had some conversation. I have the honor to, as I minister to people, there's a lot of people coming to me and talking to me about their life experiences. And many of you have gone to professional development. Many of you have gone to leadership courses, and many of you have gone through extensive training. I know they are not cheap. I know these are expensive courses and they send you to some places and they have you fill out information and they test you and they do things to you. And I get to speak with some of the people even here in the city that are amazing, incredible. I feel intimidated. And some of them are believers. And I tell them, I said, tell me a little bit about your experiences in the marketplace. How do they go? How are these leadership? And I said, Gabriel, I spoke with a surgeon that does neonatal surgery. They basically cut the lady open. They go, they cut the sac, they take out the baby, they do surgery on the baby, they put the baby back, and it may be heart surgery, maybe, and they sew them back. I mean, we're talking about smart people. And you, some of you are here as you are in the marketplace. And they said, Gabriel, anytime we talk about how to develop ourselves professionally, I can't escape God's word that is chasing me constantly. When they say that you need to be righteous, when the scriptures reveal what integrity looks, I can't but just say, well, this is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. I didn't need this course. It's just this course, really. Is it a Christian person that really created this course? Because it's so up in my face that this is God's word being shown to us. And one of them said to me, he said, the other thing is that as they're looking my gap, where I want to be and where I am now, and as my mentor asked me, how do I get there? I looked at him in the face and I said, hey, it's prayer. It's through prayer. And that is a principle that Jesus is passionate about it. I mean, I'm not just talking about passionate. I'll show you in a second. Is that that's the only place in the Bible that we see Jesus visibly anger. Is when he goes in a temple and he flips the table. He flips them over prayer. And so I'm excited to be in front of you and to talk about prayer. And I'm glad that you're here. And I think we're going to cover a little bit of ground. What I want to do today, I want to give you specific and concrete tools for you to develop your prayer walk. So today, as I'm going to talk, I want to share with you those principles. Now, here's the thing. Prayer can happen at multiple levels. One of the levels that happens is in church. You may be going to some church and I'm sure that you experience prayer there. But the prayer that I'm talking today is in your office. So today, I'm going to be in your face, in your office, because I think that God has built every believer, every person that hears the name of Jesus ready to be a prayer warrior. And that's what I'm hoping to accomplish. Now, I already lecture enough. I think some of you guys got in here, you're here. But I want this to be a little more interactive. And I'm going to start with a very simple question. And I will need your audience participation. I will need your input. I want to start with the question of, what do you think prevents one from praying? What are some stumbling blocks? What are some things that could really prevent you from praying? Yes, sir. Political correctness. That is true. What else?
Just being in public.
Like people see me. Yes, yes. That's right. I like that. Anybody else?
Guilt and shame.
You feel guilty. What you might feel guilty. I don't know. Can you show me your hand? Who said that? Sorry. Thank you, sir. I'm not trying to put on the spot, but like, why? Elaborate a little bit. I want to know more.
I know better. So.
Ah. That's a thank you. What else? inadequacy. I don't feel like I'm not like Gabriel should pray, not me. You know, like I can't pray like him. Like how did he? What else? Unworthy. I do not feel worthy to stand before God. And what do I have? He created the universe. Yes? Time. I don't have time. My schedule's so busy. I pray amazingly. I'm the most awesome prayer warrior. I just don't have time. Okay? What else? Ridicule. How about if somebody's going to make fun of me? We can say like, oh, you're one of those. Who are you talking to? You're talking to the wall? That's right. What's that? Persecution. You could be coming from a country that you've been persecuted with. I come from Romania. They would call me in the office. They would ask me, did you go to church? I say, yes, sir. You guys were praying? Yes. And they would beat us up. So, I mean, I'm talking about persecution. And some of you may have experienced even that. So here are some reasons that I think. Time constraints. Sometimes it's difficult to bring everyone together in the same place at the same time. Sometimes there are theological differences, fears, and disagreement. Are we going to speak in tongues today? You know, there's all kinds. You'll be surprised how even in the church, how hard it is to get people to pray. Yeah, and that's a huge one. You know, what if confidentiality is broken when confessing? Like, you're telling all this and I'm praying. Like, ha, I got you. I'm going to go tell everybody now, right? What if others find out? What if others find out? I don't feel comfortable initiating. Like, I'm not ready to pray. Like, I'm not ready to step in. My boss doesn't put an emphasis on prayer. Maybe your boss is an atheist. Or maybe he's, you know, like, how are you going? Like, I can hear the voices. You're kidding me? Right now, you're sitting like, we're talking about me in my office? Wait a second. No, I'm talking about you in your office. That's why I'm here today. I'm here today to really challenge you to say, yes, you hear your office. Let's get rolling. Let's go. So here it is. Next slide, please. Thank you. Here are two scriptures that I think I was just talking about, right? That if there's one thing that Jesus flipped tables over was truly his passion for prayer. And I just know that if Jesus would come right now, if he would walk in this room by his presence, he may be flipping your tables in your heart. And I don't know what's on those tables of your heart, but he's getting ready to flip some tables today. And just as gentle as I'm telling you now, I want you to know that the Spirit of God is ready to come and challenge you. And may I say this? I didn't come today to just have a nice presentation. I'm truly here for you to make a decision at the end of this conversation, for you to take Christ in your office, and for you to be the one who's going to start a prayer ministry. Because here's the thing, prayer is not a fruit of the Spirit, right? It's not like something that any person, anyone, any believer they're praying. We're praying. We don't play. We pray. Amen. And so you in your office, and I will give you creative ways, and I will try to empower you, as discouraged and worried you might be looking like, oh my gosh, you know, I will help you how to develop a discreet way to where God is going to grow into something that is going to be powerful, because God wants to use you and I in your office, in my office, to be an initiator of a prayer ministry, whatever I'm at. Are you with me? Are you with me? You ready? Because your life is going to be, when you leave this place, it's going to hit you. It's like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have gone. That wasn't the day. But now he told us, I can get rid of this. So I'm here. That's what I'm here for. Amen. And I love you guys so much. And I'm excited. I'm encouraged. So here are the two texts, right? And Jesus entered in the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, it is written. Here's where it's written. It's from Isaiah. It is written. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And that's what I want you to think in your heart when you are ready to think about, should I pray? I think I better pray. Because Jesus is coming. And that's how strong he feels about you being a prayer warrior. A gentle prayer. You don't have to yell like me. You don't have to be crazy like me. I understand. But whatever your personality and whatever God's calling you to be, you are. You already are a prayer warrior. God already has for you some people in your office to pray for. I prayed for that before coming here. For every person that hears the voice, the sound of my voice, that they will be a prayer warrior in their office. So you have even been prayed for. So you're ready, release. Let's go. Now here's the thing. This is what Jesus did. But here's what Isaiah says. Because he's quoting from Isaiah. Jesus is quoting from Isaiah. He says, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Joy, there's so much joy. I'm a prayer minister at Houston's First. This is my job. This is what I do. There's nothing more joyful. There's nothing more exuberant than the experiences that I'm having through prayer. I'm crazy about prayer. Now, you think, okay, well, God made you that way, and you're just like an anomaly, and you're like a prayer, amazing prayer guy, and they give you the title of prayer minister. No, it was almost like a mistake that I became the prayer minister at Houston's First, and I was terrified, and I didn't want to do it, and in the beginning, I hated it. I'm like, what am I, like they didn't have any other things, you know, like I'm in the marketplace, I have a lot of experience, I was thinking, like, why did they put me the prayer guy? Like, it's like the cheapest thing they could have done there or something, you know? And so while I'm doing this, God is changing my heart. God is transforming. I'm seeing how God answers prayers. How people pray and God's doing something with prayer. I'm seeing like on Monday night, we had 300 people coming for a Monday night prayer at Houston's First. It's got to be crazy. Why would people come on Monday night? They just went to church on Sunday. It's crazy. The stuff I'm seeing through prayer, God doing and transforming things, it's amazing. It's so exciting. And I want to share with you because you can be the Gabriel or Skylar or whoever God calls you to be in your office. Let's go. I only have 10 more minutes, but I'm going to be good. Let's go. Now, here's the thing. Why pray? The church primary objective is to be a house of prayer. And your heart, the temple of the Holy Spirit, your heart, your primary agenda, your primary thing as a believer is that you're a prayer warrior. When the church fails to pray, we are in danger of becoming a den of robbers. That's what happens. It's because we're becoming bitter. And now we have traffickers. Our hearts are trafficking with all these things that aren't important that God already is ready to do. Judgment is coming. You're not praying. You're not hearing God's voice. And so judgment is coming. He will come. Nothing angers Jesus more than a church, than a heart. And I want you to know, whenever you see a church, I want you to put a heart, than a heart that does not pray. God answers prayers. I cannot have time to tell you how many times I've seen. You look at John 17, a classic text, read it, go home. You'll see the joy, the unity, the eternal life, the glorification, the security, the sanctification that happens as Jesus was praying and God is granting him this incredible blessing. You and people around you are being changed. You will be changed. You start praying. Once you get out of here and you start in your mind like, yeah, I'm going to do it, your life is going to change. He's going to soften. The things you thought were important, he's going to show you they aren't as important. And God wants to change. Now, how do we do it? I'm ready to show you. Begin by praying alone first. Develop your own prayer discipline. I want you to know, just get up in the morning or get up at noon. Go to some corner. Get you some headsets. I don't care. Daniel prayed unafraid. He was opening the windows. And he would start praying. That's how he got in trouble. And guess what? As he got in trouble, God was there in the lion dance. So it didn't matter. You start praying. Pray in the morning. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now you're thinking like, oh, you're really holy. Like you're putting your clock to ring it. I don't. I just get up like right away. I'm like, okay, God, what do you want? You know what? This prayer thing happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. This one, it happened. This survey, all this stuff, just the Spirit just moving. I'm just, it's amazing what God can do with prayer. Daniel prayed consistently and often. Daniel prayed alone and with passion. Remember, he was opening his hands towards, and that's how he got in trouble. He was passionate. So don't worry about it. God's got it. You pray, he'll answer it. Next, please. Okay. Ask God who will be your prayer partner. Once you move from a personal prayer, you need to ask, who's going to be that person in the office? Who's going to be that person that I'm going to connect? Someone that I've been having conversation that we start to agree on a lot of theological things. And a lot of things, there's like, they go to church, I go to church. There are some specific believers in your office that God has already placed them. Who's that person? You write it down. You start thinking, okay, that's the person I'm going to, God's giving me this person. You know what? Here's what you do. You go to them and say, hey, I've been praying alone. And, you know, our office needs prayer. You know, the world, you know, the world needs prayer. I don't care, you know. And I just decided that how about we meet once a week for lunch and we pray. And we just say to ourselves, this is going to be a time of prayer with you. Who's that person going to be? Who's that person in your office that God's putting on your heart that you're initiating that and you're saying, and first they're going to say like, well, let me check my schedule. You know, I'm busy on Thursday and I'm in lunch on Sunday. And next week, and I'm out of town next month. But like, look, we're going to FaceTime. You got an iPhone? Oh, I got an Android. I don't care. I'm going to pursue you. I want you to be very clear. This is not an option. Are you a believer? First of all, why didn't you come first to ask me to pray with me? So I caught you now. So now you're mine. We're praying together. God's going to change your life and my life. So I don't care. I know I'm going overboard. But I'm just saying, like, you see what I'm saying? I'm not talking. This is not a suggestion. This is not something like, hey, would you like? No, I'm praying with you. God puts you on my heart. And here's, you know what I do with people? Because I see this all the time. They're like squirming all this. And I go like, So I go to them. I said, okay. Father, I pray right now, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you're right now, God. So I just start praying for them without asking permission. I'm just praying for them, right? And then next week, whenever my time, I'm thinking like, hey, good to see you again. Hey, by the way, you know, I remember we talked about prayer. Hey, God, I just thank you. It's our second time we're praying together. I'm not kidding. I know it sounds funny, but that's what I'm doing. We're praying. You're a believer. You're praying. Stop. No more excuses. We're going for it. So it's a long text, but truly, this is how the disciples fell asleep. And you're going to find your prayer warriors falling asleep. You're going to see that at some point they're like, yay, let's pray. We're going to pray. And they'll start saying, oh, I pray over my boss, God. He's going to give me a raise. They're going to pray all kind of stupid stuff in the beginning or whatever, right? But you know what? And they're going to fall asleep. But you keep being in their lane. You keep persevering with them. Because here's the thing. What happens in the Gospels? Wow, I have 4 more minutes. I get there. We're going to end up good. And whatever happens in the Gospels, think about what happened at Pentecost. The same man. They were in the gospel falling asleep. They're at Pentecost. So it's going to have to, you're going to journey with them from the gospel to the Pentecost. And that's how you need to put in your heart. You don't just go like, yeah, he told me that I need to do a prayer ministry in my office, but they're not praying with me. They're all falling asleep. They're supposed to. They're going to fall asleep. You persevere. You go get them. Next, please. Ask God who will be your prayer partners. Pray with perseverance with those that are weaker now, but will grow stronger. I've talked about keep encouraging your prayer partners. Check on your prayer partner. You know, like just, I give you the notes. You got them. Next, please. Ask God for more than one. After you got your prayer partner, you know, I got one in the office that I pray with I just got one, and, you know, I'm not going to even go there. But anyway, so I just have asked God for more than one. God's going to add another person. Once two pray, like, you go in the office, like, man, I see y'all praying or something. Like, something's happened about y'all. Because here's what's going to happen. When you're going to start praying, you're going to change. I don't care how holy and mighty you are now. You're going to be holier and mightier later. Because you're praying. And people are going to come. They say, whoa, hold on a second. Like, I kind of see all y'all talking all this. And like, you're not bitter about this? And you're not, yeah. Why? We've been praying. What? Oh, I need prayer. And you, my mother had surgery. My husband's alcoholic. You will be shocked. See, right now, the devil just put blinders. Like, our heart's like, really? I can't pray. There's so much prayer needs in your office. If God could just take the stuff veil from, you'll be shocked. You'll be praying crazy around, because God has already something for you. Next, please. I don't have time, but I'm almost there. Oh, I'm done. Here's going to be part two. But let's go back to the other one. Thank you, Jesus. Are you excited about prayer? I don't want you to leave this place without thinking, who's God? What's God going to have you pray? How is your prayer going to be developed? How are you? How is God going to change your heart for prayer, passion for prayer? I'm going to give you one story because I got one more minute. So Monday night prayer, right? And everybody's worried, like, oh, what's going to happen? You know, it's theological. Oh. There's a guy walking into our doors. Now, here's how it walks. He ends up on a thread on our church for prayer. I'm the prayer guy, which monitor who's asking for prayers, and it's his dad. He says, please pray for my son. He is suicidal. He may be killing himself today. What? So Kevin, another brother, just give him a call. Give Thomas a call and says, hey, Thomas, I understand. We got a prayer request from your dad. Could you come tonight for prayer, Monday night prayer? He says, no, I'm not doing that. The Christian stuff, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. He said, look, I beg you, just come. And if you feel uncomfortable, just get up and leave. He comes. I don't know what Kevin does. He comes. I greet him at the door. He walks in and he says, this is weird. I don't want to. He ends up, I said to him, look, this is the chair. This is the door. Sit here. Anytime you feel uncomfortable, leave. Okay. He sits there. He gets saved that night. The Spirit of the Lord moves. Saved. Like, just crazy. He comes next time to church. I'm kidding you not. I'm not scripted. This is raw as raw can be. He comes with a bottle of vodka. Bottle of vodka. And he's ready to say, hey, I just want to give you this. Because Christ changed my life. And I don't know what to give. But I'll give you this. And he's just so passionate about, and you know, we have testimonies. He says, you know, I was effing just like my life, and I was like this and that, and I gave my life to Christ here, and it's just raw and unscripted, and it's just beautiful. God changes life through prayer. He will change your life. He will change people in your office. You can be a prayer warrior. You can be the pastor of your office. How you pray for. How God has made you that way. Jesus, I pray, oh God, that my words would fall on good ground today, oh God. I pray for every person that hears this message, Lord, that they would make a note. And they will say, I'm going to pray on this time. And I'm going to go to my office. And I'm going to start to pray with this person. And I'm going to ask for one more person, oh God. And I'm going to be ready to be obedient to you. Because I need my life to be changed. I need the lives of other people to be changed, Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that even today, you would build the kingdom with prayer warriors who can be lights in the darkness. In an office that is ungodly and impossible, that there will be lights, believers who would cry out to Jesus. What would happen if we would unite together in prayer and lift up our hands, our hearts to heavens to say, Jesus, be our Savior, be our director, be our boss, lead us, God. as I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's the thing. Diane said something very profound to me. Before I started this, she's right here, I'm kidding you not. She said a friend of her, she even put a prayer box in her office and said to the office, and just left it there, if there's any prayer requests, if you are not ready to, if there's no believer in there, put a prayer box in your office, prayer requests, put it in here. And God can give you a ministry that you can even minister. God can give you ideas to pray with people unashamedly. You guys are in America. If I take the dollar bill, it says, in God we trust. There's no excuse for any of us to pray, to be ready to be used by God. If you have any prayer request at the end, Skylar and I will be here and we would love to pray with you. If you have any questions, may the Lord bless you, and I hope that this was helpful. Part 2 is coming, how to pray. Amen.